EximBankJA.com.
Welcome to Exim Bank GA. I'm Shelley-Ann Henry, Chief Officer for Marketing at the Exim Bank. With Jamaica under an IMF agreement, increased attention is being given to improving tax administration through the government's principal revenue agency, Tax Administration of Jamaica. Today, I have in our studio Mr. Brandon Stewart, Taxpayer Education Officer at the TAJ, to tell us more about these initiatives to enhance customer service and accessibility. What is the role of the Taxpayer Education Unit at the TAJ?
The Taxpayer Education Unit in Tax Administration is a recently instituted unit that brings taxes to the community. We aim to inform and educate taxpayers about their rights and responsibilities, make the department more accessible, because importantly, tax administration focuses on voluntary compliance. So if we can get our taxpayers educated in our schools, in our communities, then the level of compliance would be very much easier for us.
Tell us about some of the new initiatives being introduced by the TAJ to promote customer convenience and accessibility.
The Taxpayer Education Unit is one of the initiatives that have been instituted recently, where we do advisory visits. You know, we open our offices to the taxpayers to come in and to benefit from our services. In addition to that, we have various filing and payment methods. We have online, we have inline, that is in the tax office, and online is via our tax portal, www.jamaicatax.gov.jm. That's our website, and you can access our e-filing portal from there. We have our Dropbox, and we also have direct banking. In addition to these initiatives, we go into the community, we have seminars, we have expos, we have business advisory, we hold workshops whenever there are new tax measures so that we can assist persons in the need to know the information and in relation to how these taxes are calculated.
In addition to these educational forums and expos, is the TAJ offering specific assistance to organizations and individuals who want to become more tax compliant and are finding it difficult to complete the process accurately?
Well, definitely. Most persons might be aware now that March 15 is the deadline date for income tax as mm-hmm. well as the asset tax. Mm-hmm. And we're also having the annual returns for payroll deductions due on the 31st. So with this in mind, Tax Administration is having our special taxpayer assistance program. They have started since this month, and we are in the communities, we're at police stations, in the offices, we're providing expert assistance for, of course, where persons can get assistance in completing their income tax returns and also putting their payroll annual returns together. Our compliance unit is always open to assist persons who are having challenges mitigating, you know, their tax compliance, or if they're having issues in relation to the calculation of their taxes.
Great. Does the Tax Administration Office has any incentives to encourage business owners to file their tax returns on time?
Most definitely. If you have been following the media recently, you might have heard of the fiscal incentive legislation and the exciting things happening with the tax reform. So Tax Administration has the employment tax credit. Now, this is a very important initiative that seeks to reduce labor costs, reduce the effective rate of taxation for income tax. In addition to that, when you benefit from the employment tax credit, you will not lose any of the benefits accrued to your employees under the NIS and the NHT plan. And how the employment tax credit works is that you are allowed to claim back credit on your trading income mm-hmm. up to 30% or whatever the value of your payroll taxes is, whichever is greater. And that payroll taxes mean NIS, NHT, the education tax and the hard contribution, both the employee and the employer's portion. Additionally, there is the new capital allowance schedule that we have launched recently under the fiscal incentive legislation. What it does, it allows for accelerated depreciation of business assets. So we will give you more allowances, mm-hmm. less income tax mm-hmm. to be paid, so business can have an avenue of growth.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Stewart, for joining us. I see where the TAJ is really using technology to modernize and improve efficiency in the office, and the customers stand to benefit from all of this. That's all the time we have for this program. Remember to check our website at eximbankja.com. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us.
Exim Bank JA.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica.